About the time Watson and Crick were figuring out how human beings reproduce their genetic heritage, Charlie Douglas created a machine that reproduced human laughter. Its nickname, appropriately, was the Laugh Box, a machine that sweetened many a television program.
Inventor Charlie Douglas died earlier this month, and the news of his passing came to us only today. He was 93. He was the father of canned laughter. He even has an Emmy Award to prove it.
It was in the early 1950s that Douglas built his device. It plays laughs much like an organ plays music. His guffaws came in all sizes and types. The Laugh Box enhanced lackluster sitcoms and variety shows. It came to be loved by the industry and despised by home audiences.
On the occasion of the passing of its creator, we can think of no tribute more fitting than to speculate in sound on how the Laugh Box might have brightened more somber corners of the American landscape.
It's my privilege to introduce a great Tennessean, leader for the future of this country, the next president of the United States, the Honorable Al Gore.
Just think how much you're going to be missed. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore. Because, gentlemen, this is my last press conference, and I have welcomed the opportunity to test wits with you. I have always respected you.
I'm going to step off the limb now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
A tribute to the cultural contribution of the Laugh Track, and apologies to Neil Armstrong, Richard Nixon, Al Gore, and Laugh Box creator Charlie Douglas. Douglas died April 8th at the age of 93.